This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're going on a ride-along with a photojournalist. Lauren Holmes works for the newly rebranded Alaska Dispatch News. Both his father and grandfather were photographers. In fact, the first room his dad built in his childhood house was a dark room. But when Holmes graduated high school, he took a different path. He majored in philosophy.
I think philosophy is sort of a prerequisite to life. You know, it teaches you how to think, it teaches you how to think critically, explore something from different angles.
But Holmes says he could only hold out so long before he got the photography bug. Luckily, he was able to apply those philosophical principles to his new career.
Your life experiences will influence your photography. So the more you can think critically and think differently, the more interesting I think your photos will be.
Holmes originally fell in love with the tradition of photojournalism, the planning, the editing, the ethics, but he says the profession is changing, and it's changing fast.
Where I work, social media is so important. You know, I'm expected to post on Twitter and post on Instagram and Facebook, post photos that people will like and share.
Holmes says he likes apps like Instagram and the seemingly infinite number of great photos you can find on them. But he says there's a trade-off, a drop in what he calls visual literacy.
I think people don't think about photos the way they used to. I don't think they think about their meaning. I don't think they give them enough mental time as they used to and as they probably should. It just gets lost so quickly nowadays. That's a little concerning.
Today, Holmes won't be posting to Instagram or Facebook. He's driving out to Palmer for a portrait series he's working on.
It's a project on Alaska's centenarians, Alaskans that are over 100 years old. So I'm trying to interview as many as I can, make some portraits of them, and just find out about their lives and how they've seen Alaska change. Hi, Margaret.
Holmes isn't working on a daily deadline for this project. That gives him time to interact with his subjects, something he rarely gets to do.
So, what's your birth date?
February 14, 1914, huh?
Valentine's Day.
Right.
I take a lot of photos. I figured out recently it's 1% that makes it in the newspaper. I might take 100 photos and one will be in the paper, so I'll take a few more. Improve my odds.
Maybe it's just the nature of this project, but I'm surprised by the level of detail Holmes is getting for a photo series.
So can I ask some advice? If I want to live a long and happy life, what would you tell me to do?
Do a lot of outside stuff. Eat healthy.
As we head back to Anchorage, Holmes tells me that in addition to his job with the Dispatch, he sits on the board of the Alaska Photographic Center, a group that deals mostly with fine art photography. He says the contrast between that role and this one might seem stark.
Photojournalists don't stage events, they don't manipulate the scene, they don't Photoshop things out of the photo or put things in the photo. So a lot of those things that are common and expected in the fine art world wouldn't be acceptable in a newspaper.
But Holmes says he's constantly trying to incorporate the wow of fine art into his daily pictures.
Well, the great power of photography is the emotional impact it makes. I mean, a photojournalist is recording the facts before them, you know, a moment in time. But it's not just what is in the photo and literally what's in the photo that makes it a good photo. It's the emotional impact that you get when you see that photo that makes it a great photo.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. To see some of Holmes's photos, including his submissions to this year's Rarefied Light Contest, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.